Everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I'm very excited about our guest today. I have Megan Christensen. She runs Credit Suite. I got the honors of getting to know her 4 years ago when I did Renata's real estate investing education. She has an amazing 8-hour course on just this. We know so much about the personal score, but very few people know about a business credit score. And so I am grateful Megan made some time just to chat with me for a little while. Tell about her story. I love women entrepreneurs in general and their life story and how this can affect midwives, doulas, birth workers, understanding the power of your business credit score. Thank you, Megan, for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I just love when I get to pause, especially with everything going on in this world right now, and I get to talk with people about business credit. I love that. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Leslie. I'm grateful to be here and it's fun to get to meet you in person. Well, virtually, but this is as good as in person nowadays. So
yeah, I know. I was going to say, I knew you were in a snowy place. I could see out the window, but yeah, Michigan and Idaho, we wouldn't have been able to have coffee together anytime soon.
No, not a thing. So well, I'm just excited to be here. And you did hit on one important item, which is, you know, I can talk about business credit and business financing probably till I'm blue in the face. And I do have at least an 8-hour class where I teach that, but in all reality, I could talk for days. And so today I just thought it would be most useful to just create awareness. And we were talking about our kind of paths in running a business. And I think oftentimes we forget that maybe those we admire are those that are progressing in business. They all start somewhere. And that is 100% okay. And so just getting comfortable with that space, acknowledging that, look, I am just going to take a step at a time. And I like to say, you know, eat the burrito one bite at a time, because it's really gross when you try and eat the whole thing at once. You know, it's just, it's hard. And my kids think it's hilarious, but it's just a lot easier to do it a bite at a time. And I think putting us all in that mind space that it does, it's just one step at a time. And so I want to just create awareness in this area that this is something that even a solo entrepreneur can do to get them going in the right direction, to protect against some of the most common mistakes that business owners make, and just get them going in the right trajectory and to have an awareness. And if they ever need more information, they can always come visit me or, you know, go to our YouTube channel, et cetera, for more information. So
yeah, I know, especially with your banking background and just seeing an opportunity. I think that's what's so powerful. I have a double purpose with these videos. I want to inspire business ownership. I want to get people to morph creativity and opportunities, but also to educate all these possible resources they may or may not know exist. Could you tell us a little bit about your background, why you started this business?
Yeah, let's see. I've got to think way back when I was a little younger and less wrinkly. You know, I was a banker. So let's go even further back because that's fun. So I actually had a full ride scholarship to go play water polo of all sports. Isn't that crazy? And I started my first semester and I quickly found out that was not where I was supposed to be. And I had these very well-educated parents, you know, with doctorates, et cetera. And it just was not my purpose. And so I did what every sane, rational human being does. And I dropped out of school. I mean, that's terrible. Can you imagine? And I started as a teller, so silly, but I needed to find my place. And so I worked as a teller and I did that for just a couple months and they were short staffed in the lending department and somebody just believed in me and he threw me in the fire with the hot potato and said, I know you can do this, but we need you to fulfill this role in taking care of all the commercial draws for construction. So I did that for a bit and quickly my career progressed as a business lender. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the many mentors along the way that made that possible. And I think the one thread, as I look back, that I'm grateful for is at that time I had the humility to ask questions and the humility to be humble, but daring enough to try. Yeah, and so I feel like that was a part of the recipe. So eventually I was the number one small business lender in the whole nation for a nationwide bank. And they were kind of combing through everything I was doing and they were going, how in the world are you doing this? And I will never forget my response. I paused for a minute and was like, well, I can talk on the phone and submit applications at the same time, or I can fax. And I, because back in the day we used to do that, or make copies, and then I can, you know, answer a call and I can write another note all at the same time. And in my mind, that was really how I did it. And I think that's a superpower that a lot of women have, you know, this ability to focus on multiple things all at once. Maybe that's so we can be moms, right? So I think that resonates with your industry and something you guys really believe in. And that is so much fun. And so I was able to do all these things and that's what I told them. And they started to pry a little deeper. And I realized there were other things to it. I never wanted to just decline a customer to decline a customer. And this will sound really interesting to a lot of individuals, but banks can't, they're regulated on what they can say when they decline someone. So if you apply, I have to select these predetermined answers that are approved. And so I never wanted to give up on my business owners. And instead of selecting one of those and just moving, I would ask why. And I'd try and reach the underwriting department and ask why and do everything I could to fix them. But there did come a day when I realized because of banking regulation, I wasn't able to help business owners at the capacity that I wanted anymore. I couldn't tell them how to fix the reasons they were getting declines. And, you know, business after business, and I believed in these were my community businesses. These were the restaurants down the street. This was the lumber company employing half the town. These were people that were really near and dear to me, and I needed to do more. And so yet again, another great wise decision. I remember feeling like it was time for a new adventure. And I packed up my bank belongings, which was my plant and like a stapler. It was nearly nothing from my career. And I left my banking career and my 401k and I started a consulting business. And this also gave me the opportunity to be a mom. I was expecting at that time. And so I wanted to be a mom. And I wanted to consult at the same time. Well, a year later, I had to scale up. It had grown far beyond what I even anticipated. And so I got to, you know, help consult these businesses in detail. How do you get financing? How do you get a business credit card? What are the little mistakes that business owners commonly trip up on that's creating a no? You know, a slight change here and then a little adjustment here and an update here gets you an approval. And I was in the capacity then where I could share that information. And that was the birth of Credit Suite. And, you know, I've been in this industry over 15 years and 80 employees later. That's where I find myself today. And I love it. And my role in it continues to evolve, but I love that it's always challenging. But first and foremost, I get to serve business owners. That's why I show up every day.
Well, and I think especially for midwives, doulas, lactation consultants, a lot of them, there's a lot of barriers and myths to starting a private practice or taking it to the next level. And that's often when I took my real estate investing courses at Renata's, I'd always apply things. Like if there was no money down for a birth center, these amazing real estate strategies. And I kept thinking like with your strategies and your knowledge of the business credit score side, these little tools that midwives can start right from the beginning, and can maybe get the birth center building sooner than that, maybe get the extra supplies to get to the next level. Like, there's so much power in understanding your business credit score. Could you go a little bit the difference between personal and business credit score? Because I think they're evaluated so different and people don't understand it's even a resource to them.
Yes. Whenever I teach a class, and I know we don't have as much time as I'd love to have, we could talk.
We can. I joked it's 20 minutes because I want to be respectful of your time, but I've done 40, 45. You talk about whatever.
Okay.
I promise.
It may happen. So fair warning. I often, when I teach this, I tell people to take the bag of knowledge that's fantastic about personal credit score, and I just ask them to leave it outside the door, and we'll make sure they can pick it up on their way out. Because there are, so just like an individual has personal credit scores and there's personal credit bureaus, a business has a business credit score, and there are business credit bureaus. And that's about where they stop in their similarities. And I love it because it opens up more doors to do great things with your business. And I love this group of women that is striving to help other women and help them with their families. That's huge. And I'm sure that resonates deeply within each individual. And I think about, okay, if that business can grow, how many more individuals can they serve? And so when I start thinking that way, if I can scale my business and bring more individuals in, I can help more people. You don't have to do it all at once. It's that burrito in one bite. It's a bite at a time. And so utilizing your business credit reports to grow a business can be really powerful in so many ways. And so I'll talk about that in a little more detail. Let me get to a slide here. So
there's first, a share button towards the bottom that, yep, perfect. There you go. I can see it.
I'm a pro at this. Excellent. I live on Zoom. So we talked about, just like individuals, you and I have personal credit reports, businesses have business credit reports too. And when somebody is born, we get birth certificates and we get our social security number. There's all these things that take place. The same thing happens for a business. And I think where it can be very overwhelming for individuals is they're afraid of essentially creating this entity because there seems to be a whole lot of complexity about it. And that's the number one thing I will share, is kind of throw that fear aside and come with me on this, because there will be a lot of advantages to making sure you have an established business. I know when I speak, I often have to first convince people that they are a business, and then we can talk about how their business can help them get financing and grow their business. So the first thing is, number one, you are a business. If you are selling a product or a service for the exchange of money, you are a business. And that's okay. That's not too scary. We're okay. So if you are selling a product or a service, you are a business, first and foremost. So now what that means is you need to file the business as its own entity. So I often tell business owners, okay, make sure you have a business name. You've got a phone number for your business, an email, and you can use a home address, but don't use a P.O. box for a business address. And we can start somewhere, and we won't get into too much detail there, but let's make sure the business is established. Just like an individual, when they're born, that business needs to get its birth certificate, essentially.
And I think especially for midwives, if they're starting out small and doing home births and they're doing it out of their house and driving, sometimes that gets forgotten. That I learned very quickly from your courses, day one, even if you don't really need the credit, the power of that time with it, and I think you'll go into it, but that's the reinforcing, even though you don't feel like, okay, I've got a brick and mortar sign up right now, as soon as you start exchanging services, this should be something to start on right away.
Yes, I love that you brought that up. One of my favorite stories, I was a banker in an area, and they're my favorite Mexican food restaurant. Oh, I loved it so much. And I don't live in that region anymore, but, so I sure miss it. And there was a line outside the door all the time, and they were busy. And he was an amazing individual, this business owner. He came from Mexico. He brought his family and created this new life for his family. He came to me. He was so busy. It was time to open a new store. What a fun time. And so as I sat down with him, I thought, this will be a slam dunk. I have seen that line. You are doing really well. And he was. But what was hard is he never formed an entity. So this business never got its business birth certificate, if you will. And what that meant is to get a business loan for specifically what he needed, there was no entity to finance. I had to really tie it to him as an individual. And so if I start a new entity, that means that business was just born. You can't get retroactive birth certificate for a business. So I would suggest incorporating a business, an LLC, an S corp, or a corporation. Get that entity started, get that birth certificate in place for your business, get the clock ticking. That's really important.
I think especially even if there is someone listening that's like, I don't ever want a birth center. I'm always going to lease. I love my space. I think there's so much power in the credit card sector and the expansion of maybe you need a bunch of supplies or you want to have a cushion of reserve. Like it's not just about a business loan for startup or a building. There's so many other, but I think you'll get into it. I love this aspect of the power it has for businesses. It gives you resources, especially I think with COVID. A lot of the midwives are struggling. How do I buy all these expensive supplies and competing with the hospital? And all I keep thinking is if you had a phenomenal credit card, you've got an extra cushion and tool under your tool chest. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yes. And anytime you're running a business, there's a little bit of risk. So this is another reason to have an entity so that things as much as possible can run under the business entity. So I would say that's the most common mistake that I help business owners unwind. Like this business owner of the Mexican food restaurant, he ran everything through his personal checking account. Everything was on his personal side, on his personal credit report. So we had to separate the business out. And if he would have started that way, it would have been a lot easier. I'm not saying we can't undo it. So if I could share something with this group, it's acknowledge that you are a business. Start your business entity. It's okay if it's not a brick and mortar. It's okay if you don't have business cards. It's okay if you only have a customer now and again. That is okay. Take a bite at a time and just move forward with it. And it'll all pay off in the end. So as you get this business entity, there's these other things that will come about as you do that. But first and foremost, get that entity. Then we have the business credit reporting agencies. So we have, there's three agencies, Dun & Bradstreet. I think the next one may, technical difficulties, can I cite that? Nope, no mercy today. Okay, Dun & Bradstreet. We've got Business Equifax and Business Experian. These are the three bureaus. Just like you have three bureaus on the personal side, you've got three bureaus on the business side. And what is powerful about utilizing your business credit is that, let's say you need to go get gas to go somewhere or meet a customer or a client or do something like that. Why not put that expense on your business credit card that's not tied to you? As an individual, would that help ease up cash flow? Yes. What if you need to get supplies? Let's do that under the business only and not utilize the personal cash flow. And the more you can put your expenses on the business without weighing yourself down as an individual, the business debt stays with the business. And businesses aren't free of risk. There are ups and downs. And so keeping that separated as much as you can. There are some times that you may need to use a personal guarantee, and we'd only have so much time, so I won't dive into too much detail there. But in general, keeping those as separate as possible to to mitigate that risk and then open up more doors.
Liability side, we talk about just if it's your personal care, but as you become a business owner and staff, we want to separate ourselves the long-term risk with just the obstetric industry in general. But yeah, on the financial side, it's a good habit paying yourself first and separating your business and your personal, and giving them two separate entities is so important. Thanks. Keep going.
I think so. Look, you gave us more supporting reasons why. We are just business owners. All of us listening to this, we are business owners, and we need to have our business entity. And so there are credit accounts that you can get under a business name only, even without a personal guarantee. And you can use those to grow your business. You need a computer. Let's do that under our business credit. Let's not use my personal funds. If you need your supplies, sheets, things like that, I can only imagine how much you need in supplies. All of that could be purchased on the business credit, not the individual purchasing it. So separating that out, what that allows you to do is I'm hesitant in saying a seasoned business owner, but at this point, I probably am. I have learned how to leverage capital to grow my business. And so by keeping my personal cash intact, keeping my personal credit away from the business, using the business to grow the business is going to allow you to scale and reach more customers. What clarity?
I think especially midwives, we want to serve as many families as we can. And I think that's part of my big stressor is being self-employed versus business owner. Like as a person, we only have so many hours in the day. And I think that's the Achilles heel of midwives is they're like, I'll do it myself. And we get burned out because we are the only one. So yeah, I think that's important on top of separating your personal and business credit to realize leveraging and dreaming big and getting to the next level and with other staff, this is a great tool to get to that next level.
Absolutely. As your business credit gets established, more and more financing options open. So that even can mean a business credit card that's under the business only, where you can have expenses. There's even, based on business credit only, you can purchase cars, vehicles. So there's all of that can really strengthen a business and help you scale. And I think that's a beautiful thing that can be really empowering for business owners. Anything else you wanted me to go over as far as scores?
I love the inspirational story of the Mexican restaurant. And I guess to me, it's always trying to get people to think outside the box. So many times you don't know there's a tool. If they wanted to come to you, what would be common questions or what are specific services you offer to help with new businesses, established businesses? I know from just my background of taking the Renatus courses, just finding errors and mistakes and helping people be more transparent and understanding their business core and improving it. You've got very cool algorithms that are easy. You just have to put them on a schedule of, okay, in 3 months I do this, in 6 months I do this. So I definitely feel it's doable and because it's foreign. So yeah, I'd love for you to talk a little more about your services and what people could reach out to you about.
Yes. And like I said, you know, I'm here just to be here for you and be here for you all. It's not just to talk about my product or service. The main thing I'm here to communicate is, hey, you know, avoid these common mistakes, make sure you're setting up your business entity and that you're working to establish your business credit reports, finance your business expenses under the business entity. But just like the profession that you all are in, it's complex, right? If you told your clients everything you were thinking about or doing, it would probably make them slightly nervous, right? And in truth, you're thinking through it all, but you're making sure they're very calm.
Because all I'm thinking, Megan, is like, in general, as a woman and everything going on in her head, I wouldn't want to tell my husband. And I'm laughing in my head. I think that's just the complexity of our minds and the multitasking you and I chatted about. So
yes. Oh, yes. And so honestly, one day I sat down and I said, what are all the things I think about when I consult a business? And I came up with this codex, and as you look at it, it feels there's a sense of overwhelm, right? There's a sense of this is too much stuff. But really, when you take it a bite at a time, it's quite simple. And that's our goal, is to make it as simple as possible. So we're there for the growth of the business and to improve the fundability, both in the short term and the long term. So we want to make sure a business's opportunity to get financing is as good as possible throughout the life of the business. So the first and foremost, we do help businesses set up their business information. The entity, we help them choose, am I going to do a home address? Am I going to do a business address? What type of phone number? I don't want to spend a lot of money. Is there like a free service you can use, et cetera? Bank account, business bank account, which one might work best for me? We'll walk them through that. And so you can see this scary looking codex, right? And then we walk them through how to establish their business credit reports. If personal credit's involved, what does that look like? The right way to apply, et cetera. So that looks scary and ugly. And I guess that's okay, because that is everything that goes through my head. And
leveraging the experts. I stress it all the time. You want a mastermind of, you don't want to be the marketer. You don't want to be the accountant. You don't want to be the lawyer. You don't want to be the expert in business credit score. You want to know who to go to. And Colin Megan's team is 100% what I support.
That's what we do. And we thoroughly enjoy it. And this is all we focus on, you know? And so that's what we do. If somebody was curious or wanted to talk to one of my team members, they could come to creditsuite.com. We've got our phone number on here and our email. My team is always willing to jump in and do a consultation. Are we a good fit for each other? That is always available. We also have our YouTube channel. So people can go to our YouTube channel and watch videos and learn little things about setting an entity, et cetera. We put out a lot of free information because we want people to come to us when they're ready for that. And we want to be an advocate for business owners first and foremost. So our YouTube channel is also a great place to get to know us and maybe get a couple tips and tricks.
Yeah, and I'll link all your contact information underneath, so it'll just be an easy click for all these resources. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Well, there's a million more things I'd love to share. But
yeah, I think I don't want to scare midwives. I don't want to. Yeah, I want birth workers. That's my love and passion. I guess I have went down that direction of, I did everything. I got burnt out, and I'm so passionate about midwives and birth workers having a strong business foundation, because it's going to affect how many people we can serve. It's going to affect how strong. And so I think part of that foundation is not just making a business plan. It's also about these aspects of your business, getting it started out right, the good habits of the work-life balance, the credit score, the personal score, getting them separated right away. These are just habits of transitioning to a business owner. And so I appreciate you shedding the light of what a business credit score is and the power it has. I've just, from watching your 8-hour course, my mind loves to apply to different industries all these strategies. So yes, I appreciate your time greatly. Is there any other little tidbits or advice? I think just being a woman business owner and some challenges, I think sometimes we get discouraged, like, okay, maybe I'll just go back to being a W-2 employee. So any advice you have the listeners?
Yeah, I probably have two main items. And the first one has come to me from experience, and I'm still practicing it. And I like to use the word practice, because in reality, I show up every day very imperfect. And so I tackle something I don't know how to do regularly. And I think we're all in that place. But what can happen is we can beat ourselves up if we don't do it perfectly. And then we might stop trying. And so ultimately, I like to use the phrase that I'm practicing. It's just a step at a time. And I guess that's why I talk about it so much, is overwhelm can stop us from progressing. You know, hiring your first employee is not easy. We're not great at it. It's like the first time you're a mom, you're not really, you don't know what you're doing. You try. And we surprise ourselves by how naturally good we are at things, actually. But we can be our own worst critic. And so I think step at a time, we're practicing. And not trying is just basically not progressing. We're not. And so it's important to keep trying. So that's one thought that I have there. The other is, you know, like you said, scaling. I think as women, we want to do it all. And then we're worried they won't do it perfect if they help. And sometimes we have to get used to delegating things and not covering it all. And the first couple times you do that as a business owner or service provider will be scary, but it gets to a point where you get good at it and it's actually quite exciting. You know, I just started a product development team in my company. Never thought that would happen. And so when they all came in, I was like, first and foremost, let's all acknowledge we have no idea how to do this well yet, you know, but we're going to try and we've got brilliant people here to do that. So that's a big picture way to look at it, but it could be in even your own personal life to give you more time to work on your business. Is that
delegation? I think those are phenomenal advice to give business owners. I mean, women, we're hard at, we can't serve women the best if I don't do it myself and hiring that extra partner, or I'm just going to make my own blog post. I'm going to do the research and I'll do my credit score. I'm like, the hours and time you're exchanging when our skill set and strength is being the midwife and catching babies and supporting them, hire out the ones you don't have a background and expertise on, because you're going to get so much farther off. So thank you so much for your time today, Megan. I really enjoyed it. I will put all your contact information at the bottom. So hopefully the midwives will at least watch the YouTube videos and get prepared to the next step of a consult with you.
Yes. And I just go forward, be strong, be brave. You are all wonderful individuals. And I think you are very courageous in your willingness to even go in this direction. So keep going. And I think having this network is just brilliant. So that everybody has each other to lean on. I'm so thankful you invited me to be here today.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, thank you.